What do swimming pools, smoke-filled clubs, and dusty attics have in common? They can all result in bloodshot eyes. Whether it's chlorine, smoke, or dust, anything that invades and irritates your eyes can make them appear red and swollen. Bloodshot is precisely the right term to describe what happens when something irritates the eyes. If you look very closely in the mirror, you'll see that the whites of your eyes contain thousands of tiny blood vessels. Normally, the vessels are so small they don't discolor the eye's white areas. But when a piece of dust or pollen or any other irritant gets in the eyes, the vessels become engorged with blood and the eyes appear red. Redness is part of the body's normal response to irritation or injury. When an area becomes irritated or inflamed, a few things happen. First, extra blood flows to the problem area. Meanwhile, mast cells located in the inflamed area release chemicals such as histamine that aid in the healing process by making the blood vessels more porous. This allows blood plasma proteins and white blood cells to enter the inflamed tissue, where they target the irritant and destroy it. So, although bloodshot eyes may look gruesome, they're just a sign of the body healing itself. As for the reducing engorged blood vessels, give your eyes a rest and the redness will disappear in time. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Valerie O'Loughlin in the Medical Sciences program. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.